The fate of Idaho's voter-approved ban on same-sex marriage is in the hands of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. However, lawyers on both sides predict the case will end up at the U.S. Supreme Court. The opposing attorneys argued elements of the case at a discussion yesterday organized by the University of Idaho Law School. Correspondent Jessica Robinson reports.
On the side of overturning the ban is attorney Deborah Ferguson. She represents four same-sex couples challenging Idaho's law. Ferguson is encouraged by a string of federal court rulings overturning bans on same-sex marriage in other states. Still, Ferguson says each court looks at this issue differently.
The arguments that have been compelling to one court are not so much to the next.
One argument for overturning the ban is that marriage is a fundamental right, and voters shouldn't be able to deprive same-sex couples of that right. But attorney Tom Perry doesn't buy that argument. He's defending Idaho's 2006 ban on gay marriage. Perry notes that Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy, in a previous decision, called gay marriage a new insight.
And if Justice Kennedy is right that it's a new insight, a new perspective, then that's not one that's deeply rooted in the country's laws and traditions.
Both lawyers agree Idaho's case has several unique elements that make it a prime candidate for consideration by the court. I'm Jessica Robinson in Coeur d'Alene.